We're going to do one more piece of the armour of God. So Ephesians chapter 6. As one of my friends down here reminded me, remember to turn on your pictures. I'll try. Do you know, when Paul wrote this in Ephesians, it's very likely that he was sitting between two soldiers. And it's very likely that he picked up all the images and the pictures that he describes to us, he describes in this passage, from looking at a soldier standing beside him. And he's teaching us lessons, or God is teaching us lessons, about how we can be protected as Christians in our pathway. Now we're reading again Ephesians chapter 6. And it's good for you to look that up, because when you go home, you might want to sit down and read this passage from beginning to end and see it for yourself. So let's just read some of the verses again. Ephesians 6, verse 11. Put on the whole armour of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armour of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. Remember, this is about the fact that if you become a Christian, or if you are a Christian, you will be in a war zone. Harry said to me today when we were playing football, this is not a game, it's a war. Well, I guess some people take football that serious, eh? It's a war zone. Well, the Christian's in a war zone, but you just can't see it. For we read about the wiles of the devil. That just means he's crafty. He's sneaky. He doesn't tell you what he's doing. It doesn't seem like he's having a go at you. But he'll put everything in your way, if you're a follower of the Lord Jesus, to trip you up, to take your eye off it, to make you do wrong things, to take maybe not even bad things, but just things that would draw away your mind and your heart from following the Lord Jesus. But I want you to remember that this equipment is God's equipment for you. You don't make it, you take it. It says, take to you. So you don't make it. You don't say, I'm going to be a great Christian. God says, you are a Christian. You're a follower of Christ. I've washed your sins away. Now you take what I've provided for you to protect you. And also remember that there could be some days when it's worse than others. If you noticed, we've read this a few times now, it says that you might be able to withstand in the evil day. There may be some days when there's a really tough time as a Christian, and you're tempted to do things, or you feel like doing things, and you know they're wrong, but something pulls you towards that. The devil is trying to craftily and very sneakily pull you away from what is right. So here's our soldier, and we've had a look at the belt of truth. That is God's word lived out and practiced in your life. It frees you up. It gives you liberty to walk and to live in a way that is good and that brings God pleasure. But tonight we're going to talk very quickly about the breastplate of righteousness. So I'm doing well. I've done two pictures, managed to move it on. The breastplate, that's like the body armour. Like a bulletproof vest, except for they didn't have guns in those days. So it was a breastplate. It was something solid that they would have covered their torso, would have covered the place where your vital organs are, your lungs, your heart, and all that. And it would have protected you. If you read this carefully, you will notice that you're not given any equipment to cover your back, because you're not expected to turn and run away. You have to keep on walking with God, keep going forward, keep making progress, and God doesn't anticipate or envisage you turning and running away. He wants you to keep walking. And that's why it says that sometimes you'll resist, and sometimes you'll feel you're not making much progress, and you're just standing. Don't give up. Don't say, well, I don't think I made much progress as a Christian. I'm not doing too well as a Christian. Remember, God wants you to stand on the foundation that he's given you, to trust him, to trust his son. So what's this breastplate of righteousness about? Well, when you trust the Lord Jesus, if some of you trust the Lord Jesus this week, you know what God will do? He'll take all the wrong things in your mind and in your life, and he'll tell you this: the Lord Jesus, he took them for you. He paid the price to clear them. He's removed that, in theory, from your life. God will never again see you as a sinner, but as a sinner saved by the grace of God, as a sinner who's become a saint. Saint is a Bible word for a Christian, someone who's different and holy. Not just a special Christian, but every Christian is a saint. But when God then takes away your bad, he credits you, he looks at you, and he says, that person is right with me. That's the word righteous. They are have a status, a standing, their position. God sees them as being right. Now, I still do wrong things. And one of the questions we had was about that. I can't remember if we dealt with it or not yet. I still do wrong things. I think it was dealt with. I think it was Ian that dealt with it. You know, one of the things that God does, this is an amazing truth, and I don't want to get carried away onto another subject, but when you sin here on earth, did you know that in heaven, the Lord Jesus goes to his Father and he sorts out your sin in heaven? Now that doesn't sort out how good you're feeling or bad you're feeling. That doesn't sort out the fact you still need to confess, because your relationship will never be broken, but your enjoyment of your relationship can be damaged when you do wrong. So you've still got to do what Ian told us this morning. Come and pray and say, I'm sorry I did that. I need just to get that off my chest and to confess my sin. That's your bit. But the fact that the reason why your relationship with God can never be broken is even when we sin, the Lord Jesus goes to his Father and he's like a solicitor. He's our advocate. He represents us before his Father to maintain that relationship we have with God. The breastplate is really saying, live out in your life the way God sees you. Live in such a way, and when you live your life and do what is right and practice what is right, it will protect you as a Christian. It will preserve you. Now there's lots of verses we could turn to. I'm just going to turn to one or two, and the easiest ones are actually in Ephesians. So if you are in Ephesians chapter 6, turn back to chapter 4. Chapter 4. You were already there. That's good. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 24 says this: and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Now there's a bit of picture going on here. The Bible, God uses a lot of picture language because we understand that most. The modern world's just really catching up with God. Everything's visual now, everything you can see. But God's always used visual things to get across messages to us. What this passage is saying, when you became a Christian, it was like when you came in from getting soaked. Well, I did anyway. I got rid of my wet clothes as quick as I could, so I could get a shower and so I could put on some dry clothes, having dried myself, of course, after the shower. So I changed. I put off something that was finished, maybe until Wednesday, but, you know, finished with for the moment, and I put on something new. When you become a Christian, God uses that type of picture language. He says, your old life's like you've got an old set of clothes that are finished with. Take them off, you're done with them. He doesn't leave you standing with nothing on. He gives you something to replace it. Now, we'll not go through the passage because I've spoken too long for this bit already. But he explains it by saying, put off lying and speak truth. Put out of your mouth dirty things and speak clean things. And so he goes through, put away stealing and do honest things. So what he says, it's picture language to say you've finished with one and you've put on the other. And one of the things he says there in verse 24 is that God has created in you a life of righteousness and true holiness. One last verse and I'll sit down. Chapter 5 and verse 9. And it says, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth. So God comes to live in your heart when you become a Christian. That's why, you know, we kind of think, oh, I couldn't be a Christian. I couldn't walk a Christian way. I couldn't live like that. You're dead right, you couldn't. But when you trust the Lord Jesus, God comes to live in your heart. The Holy Spirit comes. And the Holy Spirit, one of the evidences of him is the fact that you do things that are right. So here's a good thing for you as a Christian. Not only do you have the belt of truth to free you up, to live your life, to walk in a way that's pleasing to God, but you do right things that reflect the fact that God has made you righteous, and that protects you in your life as you walk and live as a Christian.